or more properly, an Article 5 constitutional convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Radio show here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're with you for the next 2 hours. Hope that you are having a great Monday to get things started off and had a great weekend. And Zach Bohannon, Zach Bo, is back with me. He was gone for a couple days last week at the end of the week. We missed you.
Friday. I know. I missed you, too. I thought about you, and I heard that the ship did not go down. Despite my absence.
Well, we did have, Evan Mulch, who was filling in on Friday, and also Elizabeth Imus.
Oh, yeah.
Who was with us. And Elizabeth, as we were talking about right before we started, got to hear for the very first time Rebecca Black's Friday.
It was a special day for her, I'm sure.
I bet she's still singing it, even though it's Monday.
I bet you any amount of money she is.
The word Monday comes up in that song, too, and Tuesday and Wednesday.
Every day of the week is in that song.
Isn't it fantastic?
It is fantastic. It had millions and millions and millions of views on YouTube.
It did. If you don't know what we're talking about, then... first of all, congratulations. And beyond that, I would say, if you want to check it out, you can just Google Rebecca Black Friday. And I think she has a follow-up, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does have a follow-up.
It's called Saturday or something?
Yeah, Saturday, yeah. The next
a lot of time Sunday. Put into the names of those songs.
Yeah, and the music video is just fantastic for Friday. The music video is just, so sunny and fun. And the Cadillac, windows down, top down on the Cadillac car, but they're 13.
Yeah.
Why are they driving a car at 13?
It's a very good question. Well, joyriding on that green screen.
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy yourselves, kids.
It's not Grand Theft Auto.
Well, it's kind of an interesting weekend. What did you do, by the way, last weekend since you were gone? Can you tell us?
Yeah, I was up in the Chicagoland area. I went to college there in the Chicagoland area, just south of Chicago, actually. And so I went up there. I took my lovely girlfriend up there. She had not seen where I went to school, and so we stayed with some family friends of ours in town there, and they had plenty of rooms for us and whatnot, and so we stayed with them, and I showed her around campus, and we went up to Chicago for part of the day and checked out some sites in Chicago, heard a concert up there.
Who was the concert?
The concert was a choir that I was in for 5 years in my college career, an all a cappella mixed a chorus of about 65 persons. And it was held at a Fourth Presbyterian Church up there in Chicago. Unbelievable acoustics. The choir just sounded fantastic.
Heavenly.
Heavenly, yes. So talented, and we were blessed to get to see them. And then we visited with some other friends. We came back down south of Chicago and to town where we were staying and stayed with some or hung out with some other friends and did that whole thing. We had an interesting little episode on the way back from Chicago. We almost met our maker a couple times.
Really?
And so we had taken the train up there, parked our car at a train station about a half hour away. Taking the train up there on the way back, we rode with a good friend of mine and his wife, and he was driving through Chicago, okay?
Right.
And we almost got sideswiped on Lakeshore, not far from Soldier Field, managed to avoid that. We got on I-90, I believe it was, and my friend decides to make it interesting and try to squeeze in the middle, change lanes. There was a car in front of us in our lane, a car next to us on flanking our left-hand side. He speeds up. He's going probably close to 80. He speeds up to try to get ahead of this car next to us, and I'm thinking, we're going to smash into the car in front of us. He's not going to make it. I'm going to die here on the
I-90. This is it.
I'm never going to get back to the Ben Swan show. What am I going to tell Ben?
Yes, because that was on your mind. As you're about to lose your life, you
exactly.
thought, wait a minute.
Exactly. And so I'm telling you, I don't know how he squeezed in there, but it was
but he made it
God's grace, he did.
Wow.
And my girlfriend and I gripping each other in the backseat. You know, we're white knuckling the car, and we're white knuckling each other, like, we're gonna die here together.
This is the end.
This is the
end. I'm glad I'm with
and,
you.
Yeah, exactly. So we didn't say anything. We're just ashen faces, and many adventures in Chicagoland area.
I've been to Chicago a number of times, mm-hmm. actually, because that's where we record our Truth and Media episodes. We go up to Chicago and we shoot with Richter Studios up there. And by the way, let me just say real quick, if you want to check out an interesting video, if you go to my YouTube channel, which is Ben Swan on YouTube. Just type in Ben Swan. You'll see the channel there. I think you can also go to the URL, Ben Swan Reality Check, youtube.com/Ben Swan Reality Check. We just put up a video by Jeremy Richter today out of Chicago, and he talks about, you know, kind of his involvement in the Truth and Media Project, and he talks about the fact that, we really work to pinch every penny possible. Mm-hmm. We're not out there living the high life on money that folks contribute. In fact, in order to save costs, instead of flying to Chicago from Cincinnati, I drive there. So it's about five and a half hour drive up and then back again, depending on traffic. So, you know, I've been there a number of times, and I got to tell you, every time I've been to Chicago, you can't go more than 40 miles an hour on the freeway there. I don't know how this guy was going 80 because traffic is horrible in that area.
Yeah, which further highlights our peril.
Right.
In which we found ourselves.
Because in a lot of places, if someone's going 80 on the freeway, well, everyone's going 80 on the
mm-hmm.
freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Not in Chicago.
Not in Chicago.
It's stop and start the whole way, isn't
it? It is, basically. And I don't know if he was just trying to maybe show that he could drive in Chicago or be aggressive. And but I think there's a difference between being aggressive and risky. But, I love him. He's one of my buddies. We survived, so I can't really complain too much. It just makes for an interesting story.
It does make for an interesting story.
Chicago's a cool city.
It is a cool city. It's an interesting city, I think, on a lot of levels, and it's a city that's highly challenged.
Yes, to say the least. I am not a fan of the political machine in that area, to say the least. As far as the city itself goes, a lot of personality to it. But
yeah, and I think a great example, a microcosm, just in terms of, I think, the old view of corruption in politics, the manipulation of people, the goal of a few to control the many. Mm. And I know that happens everywhere, but I think Chicago almost becomes like an interesting microcosm because it's really a city that grew in prominence. You correct me if I'm wrong, but it grew in prominence because of Prohibition, because of, you know, the mafia finding ways to profit from that, and took a lot of people through Prohibition who really should have been nothing more than just small-time, you know, safe crackers. And turn them into high rollers, power, money, weapons. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing we've done on the southern border. We've taken a bunch of guys who really should not have any kind of real power and exalted them to the power of becoming warlords, essentially, in Mexico and the southern United States through drug prohibition.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you go back to Chicago and you look at some of their T-shirt shops and memorabilia shops, they still have T-shirts of Al Capone there. They kind of glorify
is
that
kind
whole,
of the rock star.
Yeah, it's a rock star. They kind of glorify that whole culture to an extent.
Yeah, I mean, certainly. it's undeniable, right? I mean, you even have, and again, correct me if my history is bad here, but you have big national chains like Walgreens who trace their heritage back to Prohibition and to Chicago. And, you know, because one of the things people don't realize about Prohibition was the fact that originally it was illegal for most people, but pharmacists could actually prescribe alcohol. Mm-hmm. They had like this loophole. In fact, there's a guy in Cincinnati who became this big tycoon because he had a pharmacist license, and he was in Chicago, and he came down here and opened up pharmacies, and that's the way he made his money was, you know, he became this high roller, incredibly powerful guy, incredibly wealthy. He ultimately had a terrible end to his life. It ended chasing his ex-wife down to murder her in a park here in Cincinnati, killed her in front of their child, and then was taken off to prison and died penniless at the end of his life. It's a complicated story.
How the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, but ultimately, I think that's the demise that, you know, a lot of people face. You live by that sword, you die by it. Yep. Having said that, again, Chicago traces a lot of its heritage back to some very interesting and very corrupt forces, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so today on the program, we got some interesting things we're going to talk about. We're going to be talking with Michael Lotfy from VinceOne.com about the Idaho governor signing emergency legislation nullifying all future federal gun laws. Michael broke the story on VinceOne.com. We'll be having him on in just a few minutes. Also, why the White House says Russian invasion of Ukraine is possible. Huh. Interesting word. More on that after the jump.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
And welcome back to the Ben Swan Radio Show here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, and Ben Swan, Zach Bohannon with you. This afternoon, talking about, before we went to break, the White House basically making this statement that Russian invasion of Ukraine is possible. It could happen.
It could happen.
This is a possibility that we all need to be aware of.
That is earth-shattering news from the White House.
Right? It says the article here was written here by it actually comes from antiwar.com. But it's written by Jason Dietz, who writes, still looking to escalate the sanctions war with Russia. The Obama administration continues to play up the possibility of a huge Russian invasion, saying it was possible that Russia could invade all of Ukraine at any moment. It could happen at any moment.
It could happen.
Prepare yourselves. This might happen. This could happen. Jason goes on to write, officials cited the Russian troops massing near the border, which Russian leaders say were engaged in military training exercises. Russia has repeatedly promised not to cross into eastern Ukraine. What's interesting here is, you know, obviously you have the Crimean Peninsula. And I don't know, if folks are familiar with the geography that is Ukraine, where it is located, you know, kind of there squished between Romania and Poland and Russia. And if you go, in fact, if you go to BenSwan.com and you look at this story, we actually have a map of it up. If you look at the Crimean Peninsula, if you look at where Crimea is located, it really is a very separate section of Ukraine from the rest of the nation, right? It's this little almost island, if you will. It is a peninsula because it's connected by land, but it's almost an island sitting there near the Black Sea or in the Black Sea. And you know, obviously, we've talked about this before, the people of Crimea have voted in a referendum. They have joined the Russian Federation. I'm a big believer in the rights of people, and I believe people have the right to self-rule, certainly more so than being forced by governments to participate, forced by the Russians to participate, forced by the EU to participate in their system. The bottom line is, when we talk about Crimea, what's interesting to me is how hypocritical both Russia and the West are about it, because they both want, when the situation benefits them as a nation or as a power or as an interest, they want to be able to stand on the side of quote unquote democracy, right? Everyone's interested in democracy when it benefits them as a nation. And as soon as that use of democracy, does not, you can't see my air quotes here because it's this radio, but the use of democracy, does not benefit them, then all of a sudden it's like, well, that's not legitimate. It's not legitimate for Crimea to want to join with Russia, or it's not legitimate for Crimea to stay with Ukraine, or whatever it might be. So both sides, you know, they argue here. But the bottom line is, and again, Jason mentions in this article, the hype around the Russian invasion seems to be driven primarily by Ukraine's new interim government, which has been playing up the idea of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, and indeed much of Europe, while pushing for U.S. and Western military aid. Now, what's fascinating about this again, look, you don't have to like the decision the Crimeans make for you to accept their decision, right? I don't have to validate the decision. I don't have to say, I like the fact that the Crimeans want to go and join the Russian Federation in order for it to be legitimately their right to do so. One of the problems that we've fallen into, I think, especially in this American ideology of foreign policy, is we look at what people are doing around the world, and if we deem it as a democratic move, somehow we've become the authority on, we've become the final authority or the final say on what is truly democratic and what is not. What is the right move for people and what is not? What is in their best interest and what is not? And the reality is, if you're really going to step back and be honest about what's happening in Ukraine, you would have to say, well, the problem here is that the U.S. and Europe helped to install a government that overthrew a democratically elected leader in Ukraine. The U.S. and Europe didn't like what Yanukovych was doing. I'm not necessarily a fan of Yanukovych. But when the people do not go through a legal process, when they have a coup and overthrow the leader of the country, remove him from power, and then try to realign the country with foreign interests, and they consider that to be legitimate, but at the same time, they refuse to accept legitimacy of the Crimeans wanting to pull away. The whole thing just becomes nonsense, as far as I can tell.
Well, when we use the word democracy, that's really, in my mind, kind of an interesting word. I know what we mean by that. But I just
yes, so do I.
but I just am a firm believer. We are not, well, we have become a democracy. But we were not intended to be a democracy.
No, we're a
constitutional
republic. That's right.
And so when we use that word democracy, I don't think it's a fair representation of who we are, who we should be trying to portray ourselves to be, if that makes any sense at all.
Right. No, I totally agree with you. And I think when we talk about democracies around the world, we're not interested in democracy around the world. We're not interested in people around the world being able to self-govern. We're interested in people around the world aligning themselves with our worldview. And as soon as a group comes along that no longer does that, we immediately want to say, well, they have to be stopped. I mean, if let me ask you this, Zach, do you think the United States would support the idea of an Islamic regime that was democratically put into power that wanted to destroy the United States?
No.
No way. We'd say absolutely not, because that's, in our mind, that's not democracy, because no people would want that. That would have to be a small regime of leadership that would want that. Look, the bottom line is, I think what we run into in this country is that we are dishonest about our intention. Our intention in the United States has been and was in this Ukraine situation to help facilitate the overthrow of a democratically elected leader, to facilitate the shift of Ukraine into the EU, and was to facilitate the financial connection of Ukraine to the IMF and the European bank system. That is what our intention was. And the Russians wanted no part of it. That doesn't make the Russians good, and that doesn't make the Russians bad. It just makes them the right to say, people who have the right to say, we don't want you aligning this nation so close to us with that. And when the people in Crimea, whether influenced or not, say, yeah, we also don't want to be a part of that system, I don't blame them. I would have no interest if I found out that the state of Ohio or the state of Texas, where I was born, was going to break off and join the European Union because they wanted to align themselves with the financial system there. That would be disastrous. And there is another reality here, and that is what media in this country does not talk about are all the European nations who have been locked into the EU system, who are suffering under that system, and who are trying to break away from that system, who are not being allowed to break away from it. And when you have nations like Scotland who's trying to break away, you have right now, a lot of folks may not even realize this, there is another referendum taking place in the world.
Really?
Yeah. Venice is going through a referendum to break away from Italy, because they say that the Italians have accrued so much debt as a nation, and that the people of Venice are being forced to pay as a part of this system back to the EU, and they don't want to be a part of it anymore. They don't even want to be part of the EU system. And so they are attempting to hold a referendum to vote to break away from Italy. That is happening right now. Now, talk about a story that's not getting any coverage. We talk all about Crimea, and we're ignoring what's happening in Venice right now, where those people are saying, we don't even want to be part of Italy or Europe. The European Union. Because there are people around the country who are tired of this system. And we have a media that doesn't talk about it because they too are tied into the system.
I can't relate to being in debt as a country. I cannot relate to that. Can you?
Right? What a horrible idea.
People.
How's that possible? Well, listen, whether it's a group of people far away or a group of people living in a state, more on how states are breaking away from the system when we come back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385 Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm on top of the world.
All right, Zach, so before the break, during the break, you asked a really good question. Before we get Michael on the line here, I want you to ask that question again.
Well, my question was, in talking about foreign policy and spreading our vision across the world and whatnot, what would it look like if our intentions were pure, if we had the purest of motives in spreading our, for lack of a better word, our way of life, our system of government, what would that mean? How would that look if our motives were pure?
Yeah, because obviously I think we have been told for so long in this country that's what we're doing, that people almost have this intrinsic thing built into their DNA as Americans where they believe that not only should we be doing this, but this is kind of like the quote-unquote calling of the United States, right, is to spread democracy throughout the world. I mean, if you listen to George W. Bush when we were going into Iraq and to Afghanistan, I mean, that's what you heard over and over and over again, right? We were going to bring democracy to the Middle East, and it was going to spread like wildfire across the Middle East. I think, number one, what does it look like if we have pure motives? It would mean first to cease the action that we've been taking, which means, number one, we'd stop all foreign aid. If we had true pure motives. And the reason for that is because while we're told that foreign aid is helping people around the world, it's not. Foreign aid is a way of buying off warlords and dictators. And the money that flows into these countries in the form of foreign aid, we know, our government knows, that it does not go to the people who need it. It never trickles down to the people who are in need. And instead, it goes to enrich and empower those who are controlling those people. And so our intention for so long has been impure. Our intention for so long has been to manipulate currencies, to manipulate people groups, to manipulate nations, to manipulate national interests, that I think the first step would have to be to step back from all of it and say, we're done involving ourselves with everyone. So no more of this. And then from there, begin to support the rights of people around the world to self-govern, even if we don't like how they're doing it. Meaning, even if the people in Venezuela want to be a socialist nation, the United States should be supporting that. If that's what the majority of the people want. And if the majority of the people are awakening to that, saying, there's no groceries on the shelves here, and we're suffering under this system, then we support the people who want to change that system. But that doesn't mean that we send them weapons and money so that we can funnel it to a few people who will ultimately claim they're on the side of freedom, get control, and then dominate and control everyone. And that's what we see happening over and over and over. That's the narrative. It doesn't matter where in the world, you know, we're talking. It's the same game that's played out over and over and over again.
Yeah, and I guess I just struggle with, you know, how do we judge motives? I mean, it's hard to, I don't know. I just don't know how to judge motives or just by outcomes.
You follow the money, okay. First of all. And the best way to judge whether or not we are sincere in what we're saying is there, number one, a multinational corporate interest who's receiving something as a result of this? And number two, what are the conditions by which this is happening? Look, there is genocide that takes place all around the world that the United States takes no part in, assisting in, protecting people from, ending it. Until there is some kind of corporate interest or banking interest involved, and all of a sudden we're there and deeply involved, up to our elbows in it. I mean, if you go back again to what's happening in Ukraine, I think this is a great example that, unlike any other time in human history, we're able to see the hypocrisy here, that if you truly believe in the rights of the people of Ukraine to govern themselves, and yet you absolutely detest the idea of the people of Crimea wanting to rule themselves, it's the same darn thing happening right in front of you, and it's like, you guys are legitimate, you're not. Why are we legitimate and they're not? Because we said so. It's the game that's played. We could do this all day long.
We could, yeah, it's multifaceted, isn't it? It's a lot of layers, multifaceted.
And, it absolutely is.
A lot of history involved in that, too.
So let's talk a little bit about some very interesting stuff out of the state of Idaho. And Michael Lotfi from VinceOne.com is on the phone with us. Mike, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, brother. You're welcome. How's everything going?
It's going great, man. It's great to have you on. And I think you're going to be filling in for me here in a couple of days. So we're going to get all that set up for you to actually guest host and run the show here.
All right. Sounds good. As long as I can do it from my balcony here in San Diego overlooking the lake, I'm fine with that.
Nice.
Hey, can I come out there and help?
Hey, absolutely. I was going to say, how bad is the weather there? Because I am literally sitting on the balcony here looking at some waterfalls, drinking some chai tea. So
it's going to be about 35 today.
A balmy 35.
Okay, you enjoy that. I'll be at the pool.
Man. It's dirty work, but somebody's got to do it.
Right?
Not bad.
Yeah, it's hard life.
Mike, you are, I think, a guy who probably, I would argue, especially in media, has your finger on the pulse of nullification more so than anybody else in this country right now. I'm constantly amazed by how insightful you are on this subject and how involved you are in the 10th Amendment Center and the constitutional and correct process by which we go through a process of correction of the federal overreach that we're seeing right now.
Right. Well, I appreciate you saying that, man. But, you know, in media, I would say, yes, I probably am the one, you know, which is greatly attributed to you and your work, because I wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for, you know, our partnership together. And then, you know, it's not my movement. You know, it really is the 10th Amendment Center, the national organization that I work with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got active state chapters and, you know, over probably about 35 states, thousands of members across the country. And, you know, what's really great about it, Ben, is that it's the people's movement. It really is. And the fascinating thing about the 10th Amendment Center and what I love about it so much is, you know, I feel like there's so many people out there who say, you know, well, how do I make a difference? And there's so much, there's so much pessimism out there nowadays, and rightfully so. You know, I think when people first become involved in politics, they're very fired up. You know, they feel like they can make a difference. And then over the course of an election year, you'll see those very same people, feel completely disenfranchised, and they will then, you know, turn to the side of saying, oh, you know, don't vote, your vote doesn't count, you know, there's nothing you can do as one person, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's just very, disheartening for me because I play on the side of, you know, can one person make a difference? Absolutely. You know, anytime that I go, I travel a lot with the 10th Amendment Center, I go to, different states to testify in front of state legislatures or give speeches, and I went to South Carolina, in January and spoke in front of a crowd of about 400, 500 people in the pouring rain on Monday morning at 9 a.m. So South Carolina is pretty serious about their politics, number one. And number two, you know, I asked the crowd, I said, you know, guys, I know a lot of people feel like they can't make a difference. And if you have an iPhone, can you raise your hand or raise your umbrella? It was raining, so I asked them to raise their umbrella. 90% of the crowd raises their umbrella, and I said, what do you mean one person can't make a difference? You know, Steve Jobs, one person, changed the entire world. He changed industry. He single-handedly destroyed, you know, the compact disc, you know?
Yeah.
And so one person can absolutely make a difference, and that's what I love about the 10th Amendment Center, is we are the one organization that really empowers the individual to make a difference. We're the one organization out there that you can give your money to, and we can actually show you results. And we're also the one organization that's consistently 100% constitutional every time, no matter what. You know, you have all these conservative organizations out there, the Heritage Foundation and Americans for Prosperity and some of the other guys. And, you know, we work with them a lot on a lot of stuff, you know, and especially on the state level with their state chapters. I love to work with these guys. But then, you know, sometimes they'll tell me, oh, well, you know, we can't work with you on that issue because it's a more liberal-leaning issue. It's marijuana or it's hemp, you know, and they don't want to put their hands on it. But, see, the problem is that's where you get the breakdown of principle versus values, you know. These guys with these bigger conservative national organizations, as long as it's constitutional and is in line with their values, then they're more than willing to work on it. But if it violates their values, then they don't want to touch it. And then all of a sudden they want to use the Constitution or try to define the Constitution in a way that will then support their values instead of the actual principles of the Constitution. So at the 5th Amendment Center, we kind of make a lot of enemies sometimes. Simply because we don't care if it's a liberal issue or a conservative issue, we are truly the one nonpartisan think tank out there that says if it's unconstitutional, no matter what it is, we're going to get behind your state, to help you in that unconstitutional law.
Well, and I think what's important about that is, and to me, this is the bigger picture, right, is that freedom is not about me validating your use of it. What makes you free has nothing to do with whether or not I like it. And I will fight for your freedom. And I think the 10th Amendment Center believes this too. We'll fight for your freedom even if I don't like how you use your freedom, so long as you're not harming other people. More with Michael Lotfy when we come back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy,
fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
And welcome back to the Ben Swan Radio Show here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we have Michael Lotfy on the phone with us from the 10th Amendment Center. He also writes and writes extremely well for BenSwan.com. If you have not seen his work, I encourage you to check it out, including this story that he posted on Friday that has just blown up over the weekend. It was a huge story out of Idaho. And Michael, why don't you tell us a little bit about the story? What does this include?
So here's the deal in Idaho, and it's essentially a tactic that we've been using, in, I would say the majority of states actually now, that we've been trying to push any sort of legislation in, is we have been pushing bills now that utilize anti-commandeering doctrine, and essentially what that is with anti-commandeering doctrine, it's a way to, you know, effectively nullify any federal law or regulation, whether it's Obamacare or the EPA or gun law or federal gun law, from within the state. And what anti-commandeering doctrine is basically it's based off of four separate landmark Supreme Court cases, starting with starting with Frigg versus Pennsylvania. in 1842. And then we move into New York versus United States, and then that's followed up with Prince versus U.S., which is sort of the landmark, especially for gun legislation. And then the Obamacare case itself, National Federation of Independent Business versus Sebelius. So we utilize these four separate Supreme Court cases, and what these cases tell us is that the federal government cannot force or coerce or rely on the states to implement any federal law or pay for any implementation of federal law nor use any resources. So we're able to take that principle, that legal standing, and we're able to apply it to just about anything. And if you read any of the legislation that we've been writing lately, it utilizes this doctrine. So we've used it against the NSA, Obamacare, guns, the EPA, hemp, marijuana, any of it. It can all be used. And so what we've done in Idaho with this bill is this bill effectively says that in the state of Idaho, the federal government will no longer be allowed to coerce the states or use any state resources or employees, or anything else for that matter, to enforce any future federal gun laws. And any state employee who does assist the federal government with implementing any federal gun laws will be charged on the first offense, I believe it's a $1,000 fine, and then the second offense is a misdemeanor. And so what you have effectively done now is you have said, okay, federal government, in the state of Ohio, your federal gun regulations will no longer be recognized from this point forward. And what we've done in the state of Ohio is you have this sort of element of, the state stepping up and saying, no more. You know, this isn't going to happen. It's not allowed. The Constitution does not put the federal government in a position to implement these sorts of laws. And so in the state of Ohio, we're standing up and we're saying, if you want to come into this state to pay for any sort of implementation of regulations, then you're more than welcome to do it. But the state of Ohio will no longer assist in that, and no political subdivision or employee of the state of Ohio will assist in that as well. So, what it comes down to, Ben, is it really comes down to how you define nullification. And that seems to be the problem with a lot of people, is they don't exactly know how to define nullification. And to me, and to us at the Tenth Amendment Center, we take sort of a broader stance on nullification because, you know, I think what you have is you have a lot of pessimism, like I was saying earlier, and people look at this law. I was reading some of the comments on the article, and a lot of people were saying, well, what do you mean it's only future laws? Why not, previous laws?
That was
going to
be my question, because that, you know, that's right. Going to be a criticism that you get is, well, why would you
absolutely
only nullify future laws?
Right. And it's a valid criticism. I'll explain in a moment. But you also have dissenters who say, well, how come you're only going to charge them $1,000? Why not, a Class C felony or, et cetera, et cetera? And this is what I try to get people to understand. And I feel like I'm going to go ahead and say 100% of the people who dissent about the legislation that does get passed are people who have most likely never actually walked into a legislative plaza with a bill that they have written to try and get it sponsored by both chambers in the House and the Senate and moved it through committee, and then got a full vote on the House and the Senate floor, and then on to sign the governor's desk. So what you have here is you have a very convoluted system to actually get a bill passed. Now, when that bill started, and when every bill starts, we start with the strongest legislation that we possibly can, okay? But people have to realize that we are eating an elephant. And what's really sad here is that we're not fighting the Democrats in most of these states, because I'll be honest with you, in any state that has a Democratic supermajority or even a majority, most of this legislation never even finds bi-chamber support, meaning I can't find a House and Senate sponsor on it. as far as the more conservative bills go.
Yeah.
So we don't even really bother in those states. So what does that mean? That means that we are fighting Republicans the whole time.
Exactly.
We are fighting Republicans in Idaho. We are fighting Republicans in Tennessee. We are fighting Republicans in South Carolina to stop Obamacare, to stop federal gun laws, to stop the EPA, to stop the NSA. So we're not fighting Democrats here. We're fighting Republicans because in all of these states, we have Republican supermajorities. So what we've done is we've started with the strongest bill that we can possibly start with that does effectively nullify a federal gun law on absolutely every single level. There are strict punishments involved for those who try to break the law. And then what happens is as you move these bills through committee, they get amended and they get chopped down. And so our goal is that by time we start to finish, we do not want to finish with a resolution.
Right.
And for those who don't know, a resolution is just a fancy piece of rhetoric that's passed as an official state document that sounds like a law, but in reality it has no legal bite whatsoever. It's just sort
of
a state
binding
thing.
In any way, right? It's not binding.
No, it's
it doesn't
not legally
require
binding.
Anyone to behave in a certain way. It's just basically wagging
Absolutely
your finger.
Absolutely not. Exactly. It's just the state saying, well, we don't like what you're doing, and this is us saying we don't like what you're doing. So there's no legal bite to it whatsoever. So our goal is that when we start with a piece of legislation, we start as strong as we can. We fight tooth and nail. I mean, you just wouldn't have an idea unless you were down there at Legislative Plaza with us trying to fight for this legislation, how hard we fight to get that legislation passed without it just being a resolution by the time we end. So in Idaho, what we have is we do have a bill that has a little bit of legal bite to it. It has taken a stand. And so the point is that we're eating the elephant. We're eating the GOP elephant one bite at a time. So it's not exactly what we want, but it's a great starting point because once it's passed, then we can say a lot of the Republicans will say, oh, well, you can't do this. You can't. What is this anti-commandeering? There's no such thing. And although we can point to four different Supreme Court cases and say, yes, there is. You know, I don't know what you're talking about, but here it is right here by the Supreme Court itself. They will still fight it and say that, oh, well, you can't do that. And so if we can get one piece of legislation passed, even if it's the smallest thing that has an element of anti-commandeering inside of it, then in the future we can circle back and say, what do you mean? You passed it last year. There it is.
So yeah, no, right on. Listen,
it's all about setting precedent.
It is. We're actually coming up on a break here, so we're going to hold you over to the next segment, if that's okay.
Sure.
I want to talk to you about this problem with having to fight against these supermajorities, Republican supermajorities, because what people don't realize is they hear a state like Idaho, which they think, oh, well, that should be easy, getting some kind of gun law and certainly nullification of federal gun laws in Idaho, that's a piece of cake, that's a snap. You should be able to go for the whole thing here. And what they don't realize is actually, as you're pointing out, how difficult that is, how unwilling Republicans are around the country to actually fight back against the federal government. We're going to talk more about that with Michael Lotfy. He's a writer for BenSwan.com, and he's with the 10th Amendment Center, and he is a very smart guy. Much more with him on that when we come back.